We're back at the Time Warner Cable Arena here in Charlotte, North Carolina, on this, the last day of the Democratic Convention. And joining us now on Radio Row from Michigan, Senator Carl Levin, welcome.
Great to be with you.
So give us a report card. We've heard such stirring speeches, including, of course, Bill Clinton's last night, but also lots of gaffes. Democrats earlier in the week couldn't answer simple questions about, the 4 years question. Are we better off 4 years? They could not answer that simple question. Then they had a scramble to put the words God and Jerusalem back in the platform, saying it was a technical oversight. Are they canceling out their own headlines and their own good speeches?
Not even close.
Okay. Thank you very much, Senator Levin.
That's the shortest answer I can give you. Anybody who watched the speeches last night, listens to the passion, the commitment, the points that were made by Bill Clinton, who's kind of a great teacher as well as a great orator and a great president. I think the gaffes, which the media is always wants to make a little bit bigger than they are in terms of the real world. I'll tell you, they just get completely forgotten, washed away. And even though there's some folks that may want to, I'm sure the Republicans will try to magnify them to the extent they can. They become so totally irrelevant compared to what the vision is, what the platform is, what the commitment is, what the differences are between the parties, what the differences are between a Barack Obama and a Mitt Romney. I mean, no one's going to care about a platform position. And by the way, if you really want to look at platform positions, are you really interested in it? You want to?
You're saying look at theirs. One last question, because people would say, how could the party, which always had the word God in the platform, I mean, just was it really just an oversight?
I have no idea.
And you don't seem to care.
Care? Whether people believe in God, they're darn right they care. Whether or not a platform has a particular word in it, if it's a conscious decision by a Democratic convention, let's leave God out, of course people will say, are you kidding? But that's not a decision of a convention. Somebody writing a convention platform leaves a word out, it's irrelevant, it's immediately put back in. And boy, if you want to look God, if you want something godlike, you listen to that nun last night.
Well, you're talking about the nun on the bus who spoke.
Yeah, you want something really godlike, not just a word on a piece of paper, but a living person and an experience and a passion. Boy, I hope people will soak that up.
This is Sister Simone, who's been traveling the country with other nuns on the bus, talking about how things like President Obama's health care plan are needed and are godlike and will help the poor. But you are chair of the Senate Armed Services Committee. What more do you think needs to be said about defense spending in particular?
That it's got to be part of the solution, and it is part of the solution. It's in the law right now that if in fact there's going to be these automatic cuts, which hopefully won't happen on January 1st, they're going to affect the entire budget, defense and non-defense. And the Republicans, of course, aren't going to be willing to talk about additional revenues, even though their hero, President Reagan, twice when he got into deficit reduction, included significant revenues as part of deficit reduction. The ideologues in the Republican Party, particularly the Tea Party folks who control that party now, have put a line in the sand, no additional revenues. So the bottom line is, if that so-called sequestration is triggered on January 1, these across-the-board cuts, they include defense. I hope that we avoid sequestration, not just because it's mindless, irrational, totally unprioritized both in the defense and non-defense areas, but we must include additional revenues in the solution.
Well, and as you know, President Obama is talking about those cuts. Mitt Romney is suggesting increasing the military's budget by as much as $2 trillion. During the same time that there might be budget cuts over the next decade.
And of course, he doesn't pay for it any more than Republicans paid for two wars. It's kind of typical Republican positions. You know, they say something, we have to increase defense or whatever it is they want to do. They don't want to pay for it. They're irresponsible. They are reckless fiscally, and we're paying a heavy price for it. Never before, not in my memory, have we gone to war at the same time we were cutting taxes.
Okay. Your state traditionally had been a blue state. It gave us Governor Jennifer Granholm, but now it has a very conservative governor, Rick Snyder. How'd that happen? What did Democrats do wrong?
A couple things happened. 2010 was a very, very difficult year for Democrats because we were in a deep recession and people were discouraged and didn't show up to vote. And if there's a low turnout, which was a real low turnout, in 2010, we were hurt across the country. And by the way, there's a new poll, not new, a week old now poll, which shows that of the people who are not likely to vote in the upcoming election, this is a poll of people unlikely to vote, that 3 out of 4 of them would vote for President Obama if they turned out to vote. So,
without the money, without the huge money that the GOP has, can the Democrats get the vote out?
Oh, yeah, I think if anything, I hope that super PAC slosh of billions of dollars that comes in to try to control the Republican Party and their message and make it even further right than it already is, I hope it has a opposite effect of what's intended and that it really energizes the people who are disgusted by the out-of-state money that is flowing in here to just attack Obama and attack Democrats. So hopefully it'll energize folks who aren't thinking about voting to get out and vote for people that are they believe in or they think are at least closer to where they are.
Carl Evans, senior senator from the state of Michigan, thank you so much for joining us here on Radio Row.
Great to be with you.
Okay. Well, coming up next, it's fascinating, and especially for us. You know, we're based up Boston and up north. It's fascinating to us how easily faith comes up in conversation here. When we come back, how faith can be found at a local restaurant. But as we go into the break, we'll give you an example. We met a man who travels with his shoe shine stand, which is also his ministry.
All around the country. We've been in probably about 12 to 14 states in the last 3 months.
You know, some people see shoe shining, maybe even especially in the South, and they think that might be demeaning. But you say what?
Oh, no. You know, it's amazing. I've been doing this for over 35 years. When I first got introduced to it, I used to think that way until my first day. This is a profession, and I do this with purpose. You know, a lot of people say it's a dying art, so I decide just not to die.
And what's your sense of purpose?
Well, really, it's ministry first. That's showing the love of God. You know, even though I do shoes, that's showing the love of God.
Well, we know that you can show love through tending to someone's feet.
There you go. You sure know right. And that's what I happen to do. Touch and love feet. Oh, thank you. Appreciate it.
A guy named William, a shoe-shining ministry, as he snaps that buffing cloth. Well, some highlights from tonight's agenda here in Charlotte. Of course, both President Obama and Vice President Joe Biden will speak. Former Florida Governor Charlie Crist takes to the podium as well. He's a Republican, now an independent, and backing the president, not going over well at home in Florida. The Republicans had Clint Eastwood. We'll, of course, have a Hollywood president here tonight. Rumors are rampant. CNN floating a few names. Kerry Washington, Natalie Portman, we'll hear. And we will be back in about 30 seconds, about a minute, with more on how faith is just so present here in Charlotte, North Carolina, and how, you know, maybe Democrats are giving an ear to that. That's in 1 minute, here and now.